You are listening to Around and About. I am Michael Edward Miller. A new home for a Chattanooga arts organization. That's what we're going to talk about in this segment. We're going to tell you why Mark Making is relocating to Glass Street and how it could help expand their mission, bringing art to underserved populations. Frances McDonald joins us. She's Mark Making's executive director. Frances, welcome to Around and About.
Thank you. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Great. We're glad to have you here today. And I want to start out just talk a little bit about one of your past projects. I know you've done many of them, but this one is really interesting, and I think it's a great example of the kind of things that you do. This project you did, you organized a group of teens who painted a mural on the outside of a liquor store, and the mural was a "Don't Drink and Drive" public service message on a liquor store. How long ago was this, and how did you do this?
Well, that's a little bit ancient history, and it was in 1999 or
wow.
so. Yes, it was a long time ago. And that was part of the work that laid the groundwork, I guess, for the organization that we are today. And that was something I did personally, and for the last 5 years, it's been a bit mark-making. So we incorporated, we became a nonprofit 5 years ago, and since then we've done 30 projects, and we've involved 1,700 participants, all of those underserved children, teens, and adults who have mental disorders, who are homeless, who are incarcerated, people like that. We've partnered with over 60 organizations, and we have actually spent about $60,000 for artist stipends. So that's money that goes directly into professional artists' pockets.
And the kind of projects you do, we were talking about this mural on the side of a liquor store and all these other huge public art projects you do. What specifically are they? How does painting a mural on the side of a building or a wall somewhere, how does that benefit, how does that affect the community?
In many ways, and I think that's best answered by just giving you an example. Like one of our very first murals was We Speak on the side of the Ross Hotel building. And then lately, we did Face to Face, and that's at Glass and Dodson. And what these two murals have in common is that they're both the participants who are speaking directly to the viewer. So there's a visual part, and in the case of We Speak, it's their mouth talking to the viewer. And in Face to Face, they are face to face with the viewer. It is their self-portrait addressing the viewer directly.
Who's making these self-portraits?
In the case of We Speak, it was Chambliss and Partnership for Family, Children, and Adults. So they were all teens, and Face to Face, it was girls from Girls, Inc., so they were younger, and teens from Hope for Inner City. And in both times, they had an opportunity to have verbal input. And I would, if I can, just read a couple of things real quick. The kinds of problems they mentioned: disconnected parents, disrespectful boys, they're scared to walk at night, the number of people in and out of jail, drinking and driving, and the number one thing mentioned was gang violence.
Yeah, so these are things that really matter to them. And this way, they're literally putting up on a wall for people to see their fears, the things they're thinking about.
Well, and not only their fears, they added their solutions. One said, I would help everyone come together and form a welcoming and loving community, starting one person at a time. And another said, I would use my hard work to rebuild the communities. I will finish the jobs they give me. I can help people with their projects. I could listen to what this city needs and make a difference. That is out of the, that is verbatim out of the mouth of a teen from Hope for Inner City. So what I see is people who want more meaningful lives, people, underserved people
right.
who nobody listens to, people who don't vote, who make very few decisions in their life, who want to have a meaningful impact on the city of Chattanooga.
How do you teach them to do art? Because these aren't people who necessarily have any artistic training of any kind at all.
That's not a problem at all. We give them a basic vocabulary of lines, shape, color, texture, and space. We describe what those things are, and then we give a subject matter, a topic, like a self-portrait. And then using their tools, they need to combine these things to come out with an outcome that is instinctive, it's honest, it's authentic, and they have to put together these puzzle parts to come to a result that feels right. And that's a problem-solving skill. That's about how to use your instinct and find that aha moment, right, when it feels right, and then to have somebody else say, okay, you are right, and this is, you hit that moment, so that it's kind of marked as a place where you came to a good conclusion.
I'm speaking with Frances McDonald. She's the executive director of Mark Making, an arts organization which is moving to the Glass Street area. There's a lot of revitalization going on in Glass Street right now, a lot of interesting things happening down there. How do you think having this new space, this bigger space, is going to allow you to do more?
Well, we will continue to work all over Chattanooga, but we will definitely have a focus in East Chattanooga. And one thing that I wanted to talk about in our new programming is a program called Magic Markers. And Magic Markers is kind of like a Boy Scout kind of format. So we will be working with teens from the neighborhood, 2 hours of workshops a week. 1 hour will be pure art, and the second hour will be building marketable skills, the skills that we need to accomplish murals, so that we will have assistants that we can pay that are local teens from the neighborhood. So there'll be different levels, and as they acquire certain skills, we'll be able to compensate them for them. And that's filling in background, that's preparing canvases, that's washing brushes. It's the many, many, many things that we do to create these mural projects that we need help with. So as they acquire these different skills, they'll have different badges, they'll have a different stipend attached to that. We'll also be offering them soft skills. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Is this like a national thing that you're bringing here, or is this something totally original?
This is just, we're responding to a need of ours and a need of theirs and putting that together. So they will walk out with some stipends. They will have a reference. They will have a line on their resume. And we will have assistance in the neighborhood. So it's good for everybody. But we're real excited about that project. But it's really about being in East Chattanooga. I think it's mostly about that neighborhood and joining forces with the people who are out there to offer their teens and their children a better connection, a way to be a citizen, a way to find empowerment.
What are you looking for? Are you looking for more artists to get involved mentoring children like this? Are you looking for more clients? What do you need?
Money.
That too, yes.
I think everybody says that. And specifically right now, we're trying to raise funds to do the exterior improvements on the two buildings that we're leasing. We're going to paint the outside. We're going to put murals on the outside. We have this way cool idea of 3D masks, which we already have. But putting those on the building, so the teens will be painting those.
Do you have like volunteers? Because if you're doing groups of children that are that large, I imagine you probably need some experienced artists who can help teach these kids how to make art.
Absolutely, Mike. What we have is a pool of artists that we've worked with. They're all professional artists and art teachers. So what we do is we put out the word that we have this kind of project and we need, you know, and here's the curriculum. Who would be involved? So we get a list of people who are involved. We go back and forth with the artists and the partners to carve out, to schedule time for classes. So we have just a pool of artists. We also have a pool of volunteers. And soon we'll have some almost in-house assistants to work with us.
Really?
Yes. These will be the Magic Markers.
Oh, wow.
I say almost in-house because they'll be in the neighborhood.
That makes sense. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else?
I definitely want to let everybody know that our website is Mark, M-A-R-K, Making, M-A-K-I-N-G.org. We have a presence on Facebook under the same name and Twitter. So please call us, obviously, if you want to make any donations. We're interested in in-kind. We're interested in volunteers and interested in sites, mural sites. If you have a big wall that's high visibility with no windows, call us.
Frances McDonald, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.